Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hi everybody, hi Antoine Le Riche et d'Incandrifort. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are both architects since February. In 2-3 sentences, could you describe your profile?
Both of us approximately have the same academic career in architecture. We meet each other at the architecture school of Lille, and where we got our bachelor's degrees, and before we started a gap year in foreign countries. And after, it's allowed us to improve our architectural culture and try to understand different ways to do architecture through the different countries. And then we just decided to come to Paris Val de Seine Architecture School, where, to say the least, we did everything together during more than 2 years. The whole project we undertook were improved by our double experiences, and it led, as you said, until our diploma and the second prize of Archibois contest, which took place in 2019. And I think it's better to present each other because we are quite humble about our personal aspect. Also, to speak about the specificity about Duncan. The specificity of Duncan's academic career comes from the gap year he did after his bachelor degree. He went to Nepal during 5 months in a French NGO called Rock and Wood to do volunteering before he left for Lima in Peru to work in the international office, Des Santé Chniche. And the contrast between these two experiences led him to take position about question of resource in architecture, which became significant in his architectural conception. On this point, he is going to be published at the end of the month in Les Carrières de la Recherche Architecturale et Urbaine about the question of sand extraction in Morocco.
And concerning Antoine, beyond internships he did in architecture office in Vietnam and Slovakia, his most significant features is certainly his interest for modern architectural heritage and the issues of refurbishment that arouse this construction today. Throughout his trip, he always lingered over the construction out of touristic guidebooks about whom only few people's receptive. His interest for heritage questions, modern architecture, and the way he used cross-disciplinarity in his architectural process led him, in addition to this architectural practice, to actually work in various missions as photographer, for example, archivist, and is Frederick Edelman's assistant for different projects of publications.
Yes, Frederick Edelman is a famous journalist in the paper Le Monde since a lot of time. Okay, now you will talk to us about a 3M project in Cergy Pontoise, France, singular project in steel in Corten, destroyed since a few weeks. Part of my thesis on the project you choose for your diploma in 2019.
Yeah, that's right.
So could you explain this choice on your project of refurbishment of this tower?
To understand the project we led recently, we have to come back in 2019 when we decided to refurbish for one of our study projects the Avicenne Foundation, built by the famous French architect Claude Parent. This architectural heritage we just discovered was truly impressive in terms of structure. And nevertheless, the original building was completely abandoned. And this assessment we did encouraged both of us to stand up for the qualities of the building. And in order to defend the refurbishment as a real solution to preserve our heritage and try to get less impact in the world by reducing our consumption of raw material. And that's why in September 2019, we were already immersed ourselves in modern architecture. And in this situation, we just decided to continue on this subject, which motivates our architectural conception. And in this way, when we just found the 3M Tower, which was abandoned and threatened by demolition, we thought it was a perfect site for our diploma. Mm-hmm.
And this tower is one of the most significant buildings of Cergy Pontoise, which is a ville nouvelle, a new city in French. And this city is particular. It was built during the 70s on the idea of a new type of urbanism based on the separation between pedestrians and cars and a specific typology of neighborhood. This is in this context that the architect Paul Dupont built the 3M during the 70s for the American company 3M. And this impressive building took place next to the city center of Cergy Pontoise, where are located the first construction of the new city of Cergy Pontoise. And finally, this tower takes a part of the first landmark of the city.
And the problem is that today, this type of urbanism, which was supposed to conciliate people, green space and public transportation, found its own limits with the urban sprawl since 30 years and the new densification got through the city. In this context, a project of a new neighborhood forecast the demolition of this tower and its park.
Mm-hmm. With this assessment, the starting point of our project was a counter-proposal in order to expose how this tower could be refurbished and take place in the development of the city in its relation with the landscape, the city center and the university. The first challenge of this project was to redefine the context of the tower in this way. The first intervention we realized was the redefinitions of the base of the building, which was initially buried. This operation allowed the creation of a new urbanistic and architectural place to develop a new centrality in Cergy.
And this new architectural base was transformed in the multifunctional equipment addressed to the city with a multimedia and academic library and sporting equipment that could create new relation between the tower and the university, and so then open the building onto the public space. In this way, we attempted to drag the tower out isolate and monofunctional situation. In parallel of this public program, we decided to propose housing in the upper floor of the building. This combination of two programs between a public base and private housing constitute the complexity and originality of this project as a demonstration of the ability capacity of the building.
This final degree project was more than an exercise, you can understand, to get our diploma. It means a lot of us. We consider it as a manifesto, an architectural manifesto which considers the existing architecture as a natural resource that we need to invest today in order to stop the massive extraction of raw materials. This is also a manifesto to relearn a part of our architectural heritage, which provided from the 20th century and that we need to protect today.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for your courage and your strong way. Working with you was a pleasure. So thank you.
Thank you for the invitation, and we are just glad to participate to this project together and with your help during more than 1 year.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, it was normal. Bye-bye, everybody, and see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archi in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.